This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, that's it. The broadcast has not ended. It's just begun. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is where we begin our broadcast week here on GCN and all over the World Wide Web over at robertscottbell.com. We've been doing weekly updates with my good friend, investigative journalist John Rappaport, and that continues this week in the era of Corona crazy. We're going to do that. Last week, my broadcast, because we do 6 days a week, not just once a week when we're here, had some great interviews, including more awareness of what's going on in terms of Americans standing up going, enough already, protesting. And I love the fact that there are articles going out, you know, some people are protesting and they're not even getting permits. And I laugh. I'm like, that's the whole point. If you have to have permission to protest, it's not a protest, you know. So we'll cover that with John Rappaport today because there's ongoing movement coming this week and other articles he'll be working on as well. So go to robertscottbell.com. Check out all the things that are happening, including the very questioning of the basis for a COVID-19 pandemic. Is it real at all? Is it imaginary? And this is a tough one because when we approach these things as investigators and we ask questions that are apparently not allowed to be asked because apparently there's a rule book for being an investigator. You can only ask certain questions but not others. Of course, that's nonsense. You're no longer investigating. But John Rappaport has been doing this for decades. This is my 21st year in broadcast radio and media. And we're not going to be limited in the questions we ask, the subjects we broach, and the authorities and authoritarian power structure that we challenge. Starting today with an article that John wrote on Friday, a couple of days ago, a vital paper, David Crowe challenges the discovery of the COVID-19 virus. How could this be, John Rappaport, and will we be labeled even more of a denialist than they already claim we are?
I don't know if that's possible, Robert, but we can try.
We can try.
Let's see if we're successful, right?
Well, you know, that term denialism is a disgusting term. It is Orwellian. It's designed basically to shut down people that you don't want them to bring certain uncomfortable things up, whether they're fictitious or real. The fact is, if they were really fictitious, you wouldn't care if somebody brought up, you pointed at them and laugh.
Yeah, really, you know, we could say that Anthony Fauci is a denialist. He's denying people the right to earn a living, go to work, open up cities and states and nations. So he's denying humanity.
Very good point. And Bill Gates would be a denialist because he wants to deny everybody the right to refuse his eventual coronavirus vaccine for 7 billion people on planet Earth. And I say, you know what? I'm not getting mine, so you can have it, Bill.
Really? He can have mine. He can have, I wrote recently, why doesn't he just, let's see him take the entire schedule of CDC vaccines, including his own experimental COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he's still coherent, we'll have a conversation.
Yeah, and he can have a glass of glyphosate to wash it down.
Really?
Well, David Crowe, he is from Rethinking AIDS, and he's been writing about a lot of, let's say, scientific controversies regarding PCRs. You know, Carrie Mullis, I interviewed our friend Celia Farber last week further about Carrie Mullis and PCR and why it's not an appropriate technology, even though it can do some things, but certainly not appropriate in identifying an acute infectious agent. And Carrie Mullis, the Nobel Prize winner inventor, said so himself. And we got David Crowe's latest article. You're writing about David's paper, challenging the very discovery of COVID-19 virus. That has got to be beyond the pale, as our British friends say. That's just right out.
That's an interesting phrase. Yeah. So his paper is called Flaws in Coronavirus Pandemic Theory. And I published at No More Fake News several quotes from the paper and a link to it so people can actually study it. And I just want to read a couple things here. This is quoting David. Scientists are detecting novel RNA in multiple patients with pneumonia-like conditions and are assuming that the detection of RNA is equivalent to isolation of the virus. It is not. And one of the groups of scientists was honest enough to admit this. And then he quotes the scientist who says, "We did not perform tests for detecting infectious virus in blood," et cetera, et cetera. So, in other words, it's like saying, well, we found material that we assume came from a virus, but we never really found a virus, which is a whole different story. So that's the point he's making about that. And then he's also looking at published photographs, David is, from electron microscopes, which are supposed to be, you know, the gold standard for identifying a new virus, says it can clearly be seen in the lesser magnified photo that the particles believed to be coronavirus are not purified, as the quantity of material that is cellular is much greater. In other words, he's looking at the electron microscope photograph and he's seeing, well, along with what is supposed to be a new virus, seeing lots of cellular material which shouldn't be there because they're supposed to have isolated and purified the virus away from all that cellular material before they actually look at it under a microscope. And if they don't do that, then you can't assume that this is a specific virus that you're looking at that has been discovered and isolated and purified, which is what you're supposed to do with a centrifuge, et cetera, before you ever stick it under a microscope. So these are devastating criticisms because the papers, the journal papers that he is criticizing and citing specifically are the ones that were used to build up the notion that a new virus eventually called COVID-19 was discovered. And he is saying, no, not proof at all. Therefore, the entire structure of the epidemic, the lockdowns, the whole business is based on a foundation of sand entirely. This is, you know, the jackpot. When you get to this question and you see, wait a minute, did they ever really prove that this is a new virus that they discovered, or that did they discover, what did they anything? Don't see any proof here. And who is the burden of proof on? Not me, not you, not Robert. It's on the people who claim, as always, that they discovered a new virus and that it is dangerous and disease-causing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But there, it seems to be nobody within what we call the scientific intelligentsia, for lack of a better phrase, pushing back on that narrative. It's just that let's just accept what they say is real and now work from that. Which, I guess, if you're opposed to the lockdowns, even if you believe the narrative of a coronavirus, we can align with that based on other things that are good. But still, I think in terms of scientific integrity, that there are scientists that do disagree with what is being claimed. yet they're not being anything but shouted down should they bring up it. And even those that might just disagree with the lockdown and still, as I say, agree with a viral causation or a novel new virus in this case. There can be no dissension from the ranks, which should tell people something, that this isn't a scientific endeavor or a response that is rooted in science, but one of politics and or manifesting tyrannical police state tactics to shut down whatever's left of liberty in America, particularly.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an argument that mainstream scientists do not want to get into, the information that I was just reading from here. They do not want to get into this debate at all, because then we get down to specifics, which Crow does in his paper. And then the argument becomes about specifics. Well, look at this photograph here. What do you see? What don't you see? This is not good. The inferences that are being drawn from this electron microscope photograph are incorrect. They're invalid. Do you have a better photograph? Oh, yes, we do. Let's see it. Yeah, and the, you know, then we're actually arguing about something real, as opposed to, we don't want to listen to that. They're denialists, of course. We discovered a new virus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like I say, this is an argument they do not want to get into, so they just gloss it over, pass it off, claim that people who are asserting that no new virus was ever proved to be found are insane, conspiracy theorists, etc., which is far from the truth. And my experience with investigating these matters is, if you ignore the deepest questions, you do so at your own peril, because you're going to be operating on assumptions that are incorrect, and you're going to be drawing conclusions that don't make any sense, really, no matter what they are.
And the further you go from those wrong assumptions, you know, it's sort of like aiming a bullet. If you're a foot away, it's not a big deal, but the further you go, the farther off you are in terms of your response. It becomes completely inappropriate and even more dangerous than, you know, it's like the initial claim. And that's what we're seeing here. And even, as I said, medical doctors are coming out and saying, you know what? This response, shutting down and stopping healthy people from interacting with healthy people, will be more devastating than this virus if we acknowledge it or play along with whatever the narrative is. But my point is, we've got to start somewhere. And I think that making a bridge for folks, that doctors that do question this, and they are out there, it might be a lot to ask them to go all the way back to origin point and say, hey, there are problems with the initial claims here. But that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And then you guys get to think about it some more and research it some more. And you can go to nomorefakenewsaswell.com. We've got it at robertscottbell.com. More with John Rappaport coming up after this brief break.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to our friends at CV Sciences, and they have the RSV30 discount code, 30% off if you want to calm your anxiety, despite the fact that you don't need to be anxious about your relationship to what is real, but hey, there's so much fiction going on in science fiction and dystopian science fiction. Yeah, there are some concerns we share, and we want to work through those. John Rappaport, my friend, NoMoreFakeNews.com. We talk about that one article that David Crow put out, and we've got it linked up as well. But he's not the only one questioning these things. And over the decades now, you've been covering these topics. You found those so-called lone scientists, and they're not alone, but they're treated as if they are. Like, and they're made to, like Ignace Semmelweis, be ostracized for daring to point out that doctors cutting on cadavers should wash their hands before they deliver babies in the next room, for instance. This is what we're dealing with even today.
Jim West is another great researcher that I've been following since the days of West Nile, when he, what was it called, the No Spray Coalition in New York City, where they were spraying toxic chemicals all over the place to supposedly kill the mosquitoes that were carrying West Nile virus. And this ended up, as I recall, with autopsies actually being done on people supposedly who died from West Nile, and they found no viral particles of West Nile or what was presumed to be West Nile in their brains whatsoever. He's a relentless researcher, and so he tends to focus on, well, he does focus on environmental factors. And so what Jim has been doing, and he's still putting this together in more detail, is looking at areas around the world where supposed centers of COVID-19 and showing that horrendous air pollution is present, which could certainly account for the cases of, say, pneumonia that they're talking about, such as in Wuhan, Milan, Italy, in Spain, even in New York City, where he's talking about petrochemical factors being carried on the wind and fracking elements, fuel used, chemicals used for fracking. And you can see the article that I put up there at No More Fake News and get linked to Jim's research and look at that. So in that case, we're seeing research that is saying, hey, folks, no need to invoke a virus here. All the symptoms of what's being called COVID-19 in this area, that area, the next area, and so forth, could be explained by the horrendous, very deadly and dangerous pollution. So Jim is a vital researcher.
Yeah, and I will add, right from the beginning, when we started reporting on this coming out of Wuhan, I just remember the first interview on this, because we've talked so many times over the years, but specific to this issue, we went right to the issue of major league toxic pollution in Wuhan, that city of, you know, millions, very concentrated, and how that would manifest and could manifest as respiratory issues. And, of course, anytime there are toxic pollutants, we see cellular dysregulation, we see abnormal metabolism occur, and we see vulnerability rise in terms of other symptoms, manifestations, including respiratory and other things. And so we have, I acknowledge, a paradigm view from a holistic perspective as a homeopath that says, you know what, the terrain is corrupted, so what grows in that terrain is going to be different. But is what grows there the cause of it or the result of it? So that's another level of the misunderstanding, if I'm nice about what they're saying, a viral cause of disease, as opposed to, you know, immediately adopting, oh, we've isolated and found it. We can't talk about the disputes there like we brought up, but it's not pollution. Ignore it completely. And of course, how the elderly being on multiple medications can also manifest that as liver and kidney disease that results in difficulty in breathing, much less oxygen transport issues. When we talk about they call it similar to high altitude sickness, they're not getting enough oxygen in, whether it's, oh, it's not pneumonia, right? They're going to say that. Well, look, it could be manifesting in any number of ways due to all of the other components that preceded it that are toxicological and nutrient deficiency based that have nothing to do with actual what they call viruses, even if you can identify them. I apologize, John. I went long on that. We're up against the break here, but
that's, you know, fine. No, yeah. I want to hear that.
Yeah, and these are the perspectives that you're not hearing in many other places, even in new media, and that's what John Rappaport covers at NoMoreFakeNews.com. That's what we do here at RobertScottBell.com, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So come on in, sign up for email alerts on both of our sites, and we'll be back with more empowering information that, well, it'll cause you to take a pause, but a pause that refreshes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, told NBC News' Meet the Press that while coronavirus trends give her great hope for slow reopenings over the next few months, many of the social distancing measures will be a constant fixture throughout the summer.
Social distancing will be with us through the summer to really ensure that we protect one another.
Dr. Birx also addressed President Trump's recent musings about whether disinfectants or ultraviolet light could help as a treatment for those infected with the coronavirus.
It's not a treatment. What was missed is really important to figure out in the outside conditions. And I think I was reassured to see what impact sunlight has on the virus. That should be encouraging to all of us. But I think it's really important to see that direct sunlight may actually be able to kill the virus.
This is USA Radio News. The city of Wuhan, where the global pandemic began, has zero remaining cases in its hospital, according to the National Health Commission of China. The city had reported 46,452 cases. That's 56% of the national total. The city also had 3,869 fatalities, or 84% of China's total death toll. While the city is now relaxing restrictions after months of strict lockdowns, residents of Wuhan are still being regularly tested for the virus. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson will now return to work after recovering from COVID-19 that sent him to intensive care earlier in the month. It comes just as Britain surpassed 20,000 deaths from the respiratory illness, and the UK has the fifth highest death toll in the world after the US, Italy, Spain, and France. In Johnson's absence, British government has faced growing criticism over low levels of virus testing, as well as complaints from health workers over a lack of protective gear. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So, pollution, toxic pollution. We just had Earth Day, the one day in the year you're allowed to go, hello, hooray for the Earth. And, you know, I look at the side, weird side benefits, I'd say weird, John, with the slowdown, the lockdown, etc. I'll acknowledge that, you know, the sky looks a little clearer. Some of the waterways look a little cleaner. But, of course, you know, this is about the terrain again. If we pollute our bodies, something's going to change. And if we go back to Wuhan and smog, where we believe this started, there may be other factors. We've talked about 5G and other things. We're not ignoring those things. I think they all matter. And it may not just be one thing, but you can't ignore the big smog elephant in the room.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else picking up on one thing about Wuhan. As you mentioned, early on, I started immediately saying, hey, you got to look at the foul pollution in the air over Wuhan as a cause of pneumonia. And there were street protests last summer about that in China, which you don't do lightly at all, et cetera, et cetera. But I found a Yale study that basically laid this out about the air, specifically over Wuhan. They said it was an unprecedented mix of early industrial age pollution and modern industrial age pollution, because that's what you see in certain parts of China. Paradoxically, you might say, certain parts of China simultaneously express the early industrial age and the modern industrial age. And so this Yale study said each of the toxic elements in this unprecedented mix in the air is toxic by itself. And when people study the air over Wuhan, they study the individual toxic elements, but they never try to study the synergistic effect of all of these existing at the same time, which the effects of which are completely unknown because they've never existed together before in human history. We know they're all toxic, but what's going on here? And so I quoted from that study, and nobody else has really picked up on it, but I think it's vital because it just underlines the obvious that in Wuhan, they say, okay, the cardinal feature of this new epidemic is pneumonia. Really? Look out the window, boys. There it is, in the air. What else do you need to know? Why are you looking for a virus, a new virus? Well, I can tell you why, because you want a cover story. You want to explain away the air. You want to stop all the protests. You want to cover it all up. And you've got the ideal story that everybody salutes, which is the virus. So there you go.
Well, and I will bring up and acknowledge that there has been evidence put forward, and I've covered it on this show, that governments are engaged in experimentation on viral particles to, if you, for lack of a better way to say it, weaponize them. Some call them enhance them and in other things, or experimenting with chimeric combinations, putting bat DNA or RNA into these things. But at the same time, if you look at the end result, if this is indeed a weaponized virus unleashed by China or escaped accidentally and then taken advantage of to go, hey, we can get the Americans and kill them all, it is an abysmal failure in terms of direct cause of death, because who is dying? People that are already devastatingly ill with multiple comorbidities, and it hasn't at all killed healthy middle-aged young people and babies and children. And so what would you say about the success of a virus like that if it is a weaponized virus? It says that there's something wrong with their ideas to begin with.
That's a key point. I've quoted this about Italy, for example, and we've discussed it on the show. The National Institute of Health, their government agency in Italy, is doing research which is quite different from the stuff that blares out on the newspapers and television stations in Italy, and that is they're looking carefully at records of patients who have died supposedly from COVID-19. And so far, that last count that I saw, which was a couple of weeks ago, they said that they could only find 3 people under the age of 40 where they would say, yeah, the virus caused their deaths. So that just underlines what you've just been saying. 3 in the whole country. If this is a weaponized virus, it's a real dud. And that's something that, you know, people have to face up to. You look at the state of Washington, the nursing home there where people died. You look at Italy with the very elderly New York City, elderly people living alone in apartments that have multiple major long-term health problems, teetering on the edge with very little immune function left. And this is what we're looking at. And for this, we're locking down the planet? I don't think so.
Well, but just you wait, John Rappaport. You'll see this will be a 2.0 in the summer because they're letting people out. People are going back to work. They're not wearing masks.
Yeah,
and this is a self-fulfilling prophecy, I think, because as physicians are now arguing, medical doctors are arguing, and I had some video clips last week we played from a couple of doctors in California who said this, quarantining and isolating healthy people from other healthy people is not helpful. In fact, it's counterproductive because they even acknowledge that this thing called a microbiome and even a virome, the exchange through air and other things just in normal everyday life, is part and parcel to how our immune system stays strong and resilient and learns. And by shutting down all interaction in this way, by wearing masks, gloves, and isolating one another, now healthy people are made less healthy. And I've argued, too, in terms of the loss of job, the loss of hope for the future, any number of things, begins to depress the immune system because of depression itself. Loss of, you know, what are we going to do? I lost my job. I lost my business. And then you come out of hiding. And then they say, look, all the people got sick. See, we told you, we warned you. And it had nothing to do with the virus and everything to do with the destruction of the immune system by altering human behavior in such a way that we begin to live unhealthily in isolation and quarantine when that should have never been the response.
In the first place, right. Yeah. Should never have been the response. So, and I think that's a key point. If you, so to speak, let out all these people who have been getting sicker because they've been quarantined and locked down with all of those consequences, including economic, yeah, some of those people are going to be sick, right? And then you're going to say, no, they just got sick because we let them out.
Yes.
And now it's the reverse.
And totally. Then they'll say, we need to lock down again. And it, again, the whole destruction of the economy, which I would say on a political or globalist agenda becomes, How do we take down Trump? How do we take down the United States and make it socialist or communist? You destroy the ability of the people to work and earn a living, and then everybody has to go on the dole until it's impossible. And, of course, what do you have then? A disaster of proportions that make COVID-19 look like romper room.
Exactly. And there was this guy, Newt Witkowski, who is a statistician of some sort, who used to work for the Rockefeller Institute, and he went on the record with a long piece recently about how social distancing was the worst possible strategy if you assume this is an ordinary kind of epidemic that burns itself out like all epidemics do. If you wanted to prolong it, you would keep people away from each other because keeping people close to each other is how you achieve natural immunity. So right away, the Rockefeller Institute, you know, denied any connection to this guy and socially distanced themselves from him.
Right.
Because he was talking out of school.
Exactly. And this is the point where I'm seeing some doctors finally waking up and going, quarantining healthy people and keeping them away from other healthy people is disastrous. It's stupid. You might call it insane. And yet it would be used to say, see, I told you so, when we make all of these healthy people, formerly healthy people, sick by altering their behavior in such a way that now to look at other humans, and we've mentioned it, I mention this almost every day, you're altering your view of reality, humanity, life itself, as everybody you meet is a potential vector of disease, infection, and death. And so you must live in constant fear of your fellow man, woman, and child, rather than looking at even your family members as vectors of love and affection and support and excitement and adventure and laughter. It completely destroys humanity and turns it into a completely Luciferian death cult.
Afraid so. Here's another thing for people to consider. All of the information is coming from the top, so to speak. people who are sitting at home watching TV, the press conferences, Fauci, Birx, etc., you know, making their dire pronouncements and so on. Well, what about these two doctors with long years of experience in California who are saying this is the worst possible strategy? What about this guy Witkowski? What about Andy Kaufman, a forensic psychiatrist who is looking at the electron microscope pictures himself? What about David Crowe that we were talking about earlier? You see, all of this is pinched off at the top. You can't get access to the top. What would happen if these two doctors with all this experience in California were standing next to Trump at one of these press conferences and he said, okay, boys, have at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you give them 5 minutes of airtime. I can guarantee you that the networks would cut them off and they would say the technical difficulties prevent us from broadcasting this. That's where the rubber meets the road. You're only hearing the propagandists at the top. That's all you're permitted to see on television.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, you do what you do, I do what I do, and others are also trying to break the narrative that has a grip on the consciousness of the people, basically driving in them into deeper states of fear. And that fear makes them malleable and easily controllable and enslaves them to what we argue is a reality that is artificially constructed, not even based on scientific validations. And we would be the ones that are ostracized for demanding the scientific validation. With that, let's take a break.
Right.
John, we'll be back. I want to talk about the next level. I know you're working on an article for Monday on the protest culture. We're giving rise to people who are saying, you know what, you can't take away my freedom. Or recognizing, oh, it was taken away, I'm getting it back now. Let's talk about that when we come back. Go to robertscottbell.com for all the links.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
On last Friday's broadcast, I had Celia Farber, another great investigative journalist. We talked a lot about the PCR fallacies, other things. Also, I had a young protester out of San Diego, 27 years old, Naomi, and she's a Latina. And she says, where are the men? Where are the men? Grow a pair. Guys, where are you in protesting on this? I'm not saying there aren't any. But this is now the movement of young people that encourages me, John, that have recognized that this is a play to establish total tyrannical rule, dictating when you can go out, when you can't, when you can work, when you can't. And some of the young people up there are now going, no, I don't like what's happening here, and I got the energy to do something about it. Yet they're threatening her with arrest and fines.
Okay, so what we're seeing now, as people I'm sure are aware, I hope they are, is protests breaking out in this country, in America. Certainly I've heard of protests in Brazil. Mm-hmm. I don't know about other countries, but I'm sure that either they're happening or about to happen. And there is scheduled, which I've just learned, a nationwide protest on May 1st. That would be all 50 states at state capitals, all state capitals. And so I just want to give out a website that you go to take a look. It's American Revolution 2, that's the numeral 2.org. Capital A, American, capital R, Revolution, numeral 2.org. Look at it, check it out. This group is not exactly even a group. It's coordinating other groups who are already based on the idea that our natural rights are being stripped away from us by government making all the decisions when the decisions should be ours. And that's at the heart of the protest. So check it out.
Yeah, shout out to Josh Ellis, who's we have that linked, as well as his little YouTube video linked, as long as it doesn't get banned, where he's talking about
well, we gotta step up and do something. And as I pointed out, the absurdity of asking for permission to protest, like I said, well, we're not allowed, we're not gonna issue any permits. It's like, if you're asking for permission to protest, you're already acquiescing to your enslaved status under tyranny. And so we've got to go back to origin point here of what this country was founded on, for those of you listening in America, and recognize that, you know, other than us old curmudgeonly types, well, speak for yourself, right, John, me, we talk about freedom, and it's like, it's not that young people aren't wanting freedom, but they're now, some of the younger generation, waking up to recognize some of the things we've been pointing out for years as well. How freedom would be taken away over time, much like a frog boiling, they say slowly or whatever, but also that there's a basis in history of how it happens. And if we don't learn from history, of course, now we're doing the repetition cycle. And when I heard Fauci say, don't worry about what happened in the past at one of the press conferences, let's focus on what's now, that tells me everything you need to know about those in leadership positions who say don't learn from history because they have a nefarious agenda. It is not for your own good.
Exactly. Don't learn from history. This is the new education.
Mm-hmm.
There is no history. It doesn't matter. All that matters is what we say to you now. So how do you prepare a mind to function that way? A citizen's mind, where they believe that the only thing worth paying attention to is the propaganda message that they're getting that sits there like a lump, and they have to go along with it, and they want to go along with it. What kind of a mind is that? How long did that take to prepare? Through what lack of education? Through what lack of upbringing? Through what lack of understanding of core values that have anything to do with the individual, the free individual? It takes a long time to bring people to this point,
mm-hmm.
where they're going to act like robots and they just do whatever they're told, where millions of people are suddenly putting on masks and gloves and standing in lines quietly, marching along like androids.
Hmm.
I mean, that is the end product of a lot of work,
yeah.
to undermine everything that's enshrined in the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
and inside people, individuals, their power, their freedom,
right.
all of that.
Well, perhaps, John, the unintended consequence that is a positive one is because we're spending more time at home interacting with one another on an intimate basis, that we may be waking up to a different reality. We may be shocked out of our programming. And that could be a good thing as the protests are coming on board. And check out John Rappaport's articles. They're linked up at robertscottbell.com and his new one coming out tomorrow on the protest on the rise here. John, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you so much. And I want to remind everybody, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers
packing plants are closing, mile long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.